This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Some strange things are going on, and don't look now, but they may be positive. Hard to believe, but true. After months and months of negative news, some things are actually getting better. I start off with the shocking story yesterday from the liberal New York Times. Now, this newspaper couldn't get any more liberal in nature, but they ran this story. The headline, A Dose of Optimism as the Pandemic Rages On. Now, check this out. The reporter notes he's been writing about the COVID-19 pandemic since early this year, and it's consistently been negative in nature. But not anymore. He writes events are moving faster than I would have thought possible. Further, he states experts are now saying the pandemic will be over much sooner than expected. Wow, from the liberal New York Times? What he's writing about is what the president has been saying for some time, that we're in for a V-shaped recovery and that 2021 will be one of America's best years. That is, of course, as long as we continue the policies over the last 3.5 years. Think back to the economy as we rang in the new year of 2020. It was fantastic and growing like a weed. Then, of course, the pandemic stopped the economy in its tracks and led to a record collapse never seen in America. The president predicted he would make America great again, even in the dark days of the pandemic, and there's at least anecdotal evidence that he indeed is doing just that. More? Sure. It was reported this week from the state of Oregon, which I may say is far from a conservative state in America, that the state's economy is recovering faster than anyone expected. The unemployment rate is below the national unemployment rate, and Oregon recorded one of the lowest new claims in unemployment last week since this whole pandemic began. Of course, the vast majority of the recovery is occurring in the Willamette Valley and the Portland Metro, but nonetheless, even liberal Oregon has had to concede that the economy appears to be roaring back from its historic lows under the leadership of President Trump. Oh, yes, the mainstream media and financial expert poo-pooed the president when he made the announcement that the economy was roaring back and was indeed a V-shaped recovery. They also rolled their eyes at his announcement that 2021 will be one of the best years Americans have ever seen. What are they saying now? Well, nothing. It's shocking enough to see the liberal New York Times print a wisp of a positive story about the economic recovery, but quietly, even some of the mainstream media are beginning to air a few positive stories regarding the economy and the president's handling of it. So, the polls say that the president is headed to defeat in November. The polls say that Joe Biden has an unbeatable lead. The poll says that Biden is even winning in the states that President Trump needs to win in. Well, you know what? I don't think so. Even Biden himself said yesterday, if you think you're better off than you were 4 years ago, well, then you shouldn't vote for me. Finally, there's something that I can actually agree with him on. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.